Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, one and all. Bob Neumeier, Rob Bradford. Joining us, All-Pro guard Logan Mankins of the New England Patriots. Logan, happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Thanks, guys. Happy holidays to you.
First question, Logan, is your analysis of the win against Jacksonville on Sunday?
Well, it was a win. It wasn't pretty, but we did pull it out. And, you know, we're never satisfied with just winning. We want to play a perfect game. And so offensively, we didn't feel like we played that well. So we're going to try to get back this week and try to have a good game next weekend.
Totally off topic. I know that he was going right for the game questions, but this just popped in my head. Are you the one that fried the turkey in the backyard for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, we do that every year. We fry up a turkey there.
So I want to know what you do for Christmas. Because anyone who fries a turkey in the backyard for Thanksgiving must do something for Christmas.
You know, we haven't done it for Christmas. We just usually have I don't even know what we're having for dinner this year. I spend more time at the stadium than at home, so thankfully my wife takes care of all that.
You didn't do anything? You didn't do anything with the tree? Shopping? Nothing?
Oh, yeah, I did the tree. We have, this year the kids picked out a nice 12-foot tree, so that was a lot of work getting it into the house.
Luckily they had you to lug it in, Logan.
I know.
Better you than the kids.
Okay.
It was hard getting an 8-footer to stand up. 12-footer, I was like, holy smokes.
All right, so now I get that out of the way. I also want to ask you about the game. There seemed to be some instances where Jacksonville was able to make a clean run at Brady, up the middle particularly, which typically almost never happens with you guys. Were they doing anything different, or were they just some breakdowns?
From what I could tell, it was just breakdowns. Haven't got to watch the game film yet, but, you know, we just didn't do that good a job, and we never want Tom to get hit, and I think he understands time to time it's going to happen, but I think yesterday we allowed way too many pressures, and I think our score showed that. We only scored 23 points, and we're accustomed to scoring in the 30s, and I think we had too many runs that didn't get enough yards and too many pressures on the quarterback.
All right, conventional wisdom has it, Logan, that when you play an emotional game against Houston that was at the top of the league, and then you come in and play the kind of game against San Francisco that was fantastic, very, very emotional, up and down, the roller coaster, you know, all those cliches, that you see Jacksonville, nobody in the stands, lousy record, nobody knows who they are, that there is going to be a natural let down for the players. And I know Bill has fought that for years and years and years, and I think by and large the team has done a pretty good job dealing with those situations. But does that in fact explain some of the difficulties you had yesterday?
Maybe for some guys, but you know, I've been around long enough to know that every team we play, we're getting our best shot, no matter what their record is. Everyone loves to beat the Patriots. They were 2-12, so if they'd have beat us, that would have made the into their season nice for them. So we knew they were going to give us their best shot, and we knew we'd have to play good because they do have some good football players down there. And, you know, I don't know what the reasoning is for our execution on offense yesterday, but it just wasn't good enough. And if we were playing a really good team, we would have got our butts kicked yesterday.
You know, Logan, throughout the course of the year, I think that it's fair to say that you've had a pretty good group here, that the offensive line has had a successful year. How would you rate this group? Because it is different than the group that you kind of rode with for a while there compared to other groups that you have been with.
Well, this is a good group. We got some good young guys playing. Nate's only in his second year, and he's getting better each week, and he's going to continue to get better each season. Then we got some guys that have been around for a while, and those other groups, we've been together for a long time, so it was this year was pretty much my first year without having Matt Lyon or Dan Copen. We had played together for 7 years, so it's a little different. But, you know, the guys are doing great. We're working hard together. We're all trying to get better. And, you know, we got good depth, too. Our reserve guys, Donald and Marcus, they've done a great job when they've been called on this year. And that's what you need because you never know when guys are going to have to step up.
On balance, Logan, do you feel that by definition, offensive linemen are underappreciated by the public?
I don't know, probably. Well, they're not really following us because we don't score any fantasy points for anyone. So they're not too.
Oh, I'm in the offensive line fantasy league. Believe me, you guys are doing quite
well.
No,
but contrary, if you miss a block, and they show the replay on television, a slow mo of a guy beating you, then Logan Mankins missed the block. If you block successfully 89 times out of 90, that is what you are supposed to do. So you don't – now, you've received all pro awards, and justifiably so. But yet it's almost like – you're almost like umpires or referees. You're only noticed when you boot something, correct?
Yeah, you're right. You could have an 80-play game, and you blocked a guy great for 79 plays, and then that 80th play, if it's the game's on the line and he makes a play, he's a hero and you had a horrible game. So we understand that, and we try to do the best we can every play, every series, and sometimes everyone thinks we're great, and the next time everyone might think we suck. So it's just part of the game.
What's the best defensive front you faced this year?
This year?
Yeah.
Well, there's been a bunch of good ones. 49ers were really good. Houston's got a very good D-line. Buffalo, they got two really good D-tackles.
Well, who's the best player that you've gone up against? I mean, that you've had to go up against?
Probably this year so far, Justin Smith. He does it all. He's an unselfish player for his team, too. He does a lot of things where no one else sees him, and that's why his team's good around him. The players around him have great stats because he's holding everyone. Like a lot of those pressures and sacks that Alden Smith get are from Justin Smith holding the offensive linemen to where they can't get off and block him. So guys like that, just they do all the dirty things that no one else sees, and it helps his team.
Talking to Logan Mankins, all-pro guard of the New England Patriots on Patriots Monday. Logan, if you ruled the world and you could snap your fingers on Sunday, would you like Bill Belichick to come up to you and say, Logan, we want you to rest up for the playoffs? Or would you like to have him say, we need to go balls to the wall to reestablish our offense against Miami on Sunday? What would you prefer?
Well, I don't know what his plan is yet, but after that outing yesterday, I think we need to come out and go balls to the walls, get back on track, and we'd like to go into the playoffs firing on all cylinders, not sputtering like we did on Sunday. So, but that's out of my hands. It's only up to Bill. He calls the shots and what he feels is best for the team. So I guess we'll find out this week here at some point what his plan is.
We just asked Deion Branch this just moments ago. I mean, just minutes ago. And the question is you've got, of all the teams that you've gone into the playoffs, with one game to go in the regular season, how would you rate how you feel about this team compared to other teams?
Well, if you go off a Sunday, not that good, but if you go off the total of the season, I think we got a good shot. We just got to get everyone playing good together, and when we're playing the way we want to play, doing the things we want to do, we're pretty good.
Logan, I'm old enough to follow John Hanna when he was an offensive guard for the Patriots. Some people believe
you are old, huh?
I am old, yes, sir.
or maybe
time.
John Hanna's old.
I'm just curious because you know a lot of people think Hanna was maybe the one and with Brady and some of these guys maybe the best Patriot player ever. I'm wondering if you are familiar with his style, have watched clips of him play, and how would you compare his game to yours?
Well, I don't know if I can compare. I've only seen a few clips, but I've met John and talked to him a few times. He's a great guy. Everyone I've ever talked to about John says he was a great player, had a great work ethic, and he played really hard and played really physical. And you know, for someone to be called the greatest lineman of all time, but I'm sure he is one of the greatest.
So I guess along those lines, we know your goal is to win Sunday's game. We know that your goal beyond that is to win the next playoff game in the Super Bowl. Do you have any personal goals to maybe head into Canton and be a Hall of Famer? Because a lot of people think that's the way you're going right now.
Well, I don't know. That's not why I play. I play to win football games. All the personal accolades, they come with winning. if you help your team win games and you play good, good things come to you. So as long as I can play good and help keep Tom Brady clean and open up some holes for the backs, good things usually happen.
Did you get your isotoner gloves from him yet?
Do what?
Did Tom give you the isotoner gloves? I mean, he must give the lineman something, right? For Christmas?
I don't know. I haven't got any gloves. I don't know if isotoner makes 4X, so I might get cut out of that department.
You know, along the lines of the Christmas gifts, since we are bearing down on that, my kids want video games. That's what they want. You don't strike me as the I want the Atari 2600 type of guy. What was your go-to?
When I was a kid?
Yeah.
Let's see. I got all kinds of cool things. I got a horse once. I got a gun, a chainsaw. I got all kinds of great things.
Whoa.
None of that stuff was involved in sitting on your butt in the house. It was all outside stuff where kids should be.
Let's back this up for a second. Yeah. I just asked you, as a kid, you got a horse, a gun, and a chainsaw.
Not all in the same year.
I'm challenging any caller, any texter, anybody to duplicate those gifts at any point. That is a unique kind of set of gifts that a kid get. But hey, good for you.
We lived out in the woods, you know. We're always out hunting. The only way we heated our house was with our fireplace, so we had to cut wood. And once I was 12 or 13, I got my first chainsaw, and it was time to go start cutting wood.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. What are the age? What age did you get each thing?
Man, I don't remember. I think I was, my first gun I got probably when I was 10 or 11 or so. Chainsaw, 12 or 13. The horse somewhere in those years too. So, it's just a different lifestyle than a lot of people are probably used to living out on a ranch.
I like it better. I got to be honest with you. I like it better than the video game options.
Right. I'm a city kid, Logan. I grew up in a suburb of Boston. And the whole idea of chainsaws and guns is so foreign to me personally. It's you know, if I went camping, if I couldn't order room service and get a club sandwich at midnight, I wouldn't go on the trip.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. It's a different lifestyle. We lived out on a few thousand acres, and you don't have many neighbors, or there's no 7-Eleven right down the street or anything either, so. It's a different world.
I tell you what, I just love the fact that you got a chainsaw as a kid. I love
that. It's great.
Logan, we wish you nothing but the best. Good health.
All right, guys.
And a great playoff.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks. Merry Christmas to you guys.
Logan Mankins.